It's Tuesday, the 16th of April, 2024. Welcome to the Fast 5 Business News by Fear and Greed, where we give you the top 5 business stories you need to know in just 5 minutes. I'm Michael Thompson, and good morning, Sean Aylmer.
Good morning, Michael.
Sean, 5 stories in 5 minutes. Let's get going. Story number 1 is a big one. Network 10 and Lisa Wilkinson yesterday won their landmark defamation case against Bruce Lerman after Justice Michael Lee found the former Liberal staffer raped Brittany Higgins inside Parliament House.
In delivering his judgment, Justice Lee found Mr. Lerman was hell-bent on having sex with Ms. Higgins after passionately kissing her in a Canberra nightclub and was so intent upon gratification that he, and I quote, did not care one way or the other whether Ms. Higgins understood or agreed to what was going on, end quote. Justice Lee also rejected suggestions aired by the project that there was a political conspiracy to cover up Ms. Higgins' rape allegations, saying the accusations caused a broom of confusion and did much collateral damage, including to the fair and orderly progress of the underlying allegation of sexual assault through the criminal justice system. Mr. Lerman last year sued Ten and Wilkinson over her interview with Ms. Higgins on the project in 2021. That interview detailed accusations that Mr. Lerman had raped Ms. Higgins, though it didn't name him. Mr. Lerman has always maintained his innocence and claimed no sexual assault occurred between the pair, according to The Australian. Now, Justice Lee yesterday made clear that his finding that Lerman raped Brittany Higgins was made to the civil standard of proof, meaning the balance of probabilities.
Sean, this has been a tragic case from the beginning. The personal toll on Ms. Higgins and others must have been enormous. But in the end, Network 10 and Lisa Wilkinson came out winners.
Network 10 says the decision is a triumph for truth and a vindication for the courageous Brittany Higgins. But the network also came under fire from Justice Lee, who criticised Ms. Wilkinson and 10 for failing journalistic standards for a number of reasons. There were a series of points in the project's reporting that did not make sense, were unchecked, and were unreasonable, he said. Then there were the recent allegations from a former Seven Network staffer around the use of drugs and prostitutes to procure an interview with Mr. Lerman and paid for by Seven. That's the allegation, at least. Ten won the case, but neither Ten nor Seven emerged looking particularly good.
All right, moving on to story number 2 now. Star Entertainment's chairman and former chief executive privately schemed to wage war on the casino regulator and considered engaging shareholders in a class action against a government-appointed manager, a New South Wales inquiry has heard.
Emails and text messages tendered to an inquiry called by the Independent Casino Commission show that Star executives knew about special manager Nick Weeks's schedule and investigated who he was meeting, according to the Financial Review. Now, the messages between Robbie Cook, who quit as chief executive last month, and David Foster, the group's chair, they suggest the company tried to remove Mr. Weeks from his position. In one case, Mr. Foster proposes a potential class action from shareholders against Mr. Weeks. Mr. Weeks, who controls Star Sydney's license, was installed at the casino in October 2022 after the first inquiry. Yesterday, he said he was surprised by the emails and messages sent by Mr. Cook and Mr. Foster because he believed he had a strong working relationship. He also said governance at the casino had improved modestly. Star's share price fell another 5% yesterday.
Story number 3, former competitions are Alan Fells says Australia's supermarket sector is less competitive than those in the US and Britain, and he supports the voluntary food and grocery code of conduct being made mandatory.
Professor Fells yesterday told a Senate inquiry that he's also concerned about the level of land banking by supermarket heavyweights Woolies and Coles. Given the food and grocery code of conduct is voluntary, it could be seen as tokenistic and very weak, Professor Fells said. It would be greatly strengthened if it became mandatory, which is actually what former Labor Federal Minister Craig Emerson has said in an interim report into the sector. Woolies and Coles are due to appear before the inquiry in coming days.
On to story number 4, the world is awaiting Israel's response to Iran's attack over the weekend, and US President Joe Biden has warned that the US will not take part in any counteroffensive against Iran.
The threat of open warfare erupting between Iran and Israel, dragging the US into the conflict, has triggered calls for restraint from global superpowers and the Arab nations. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres told a Security Council meeting that the Middle East is on the brink and people of the region are confronting a real danger of devastating full-scale conflict. Now, the US has been in touch with Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Egypt, Jordan, stressing the need to avoid escalation. The US has said it will continue to support Israel's defence, but it won't participate in any counteroffensive.
Just a quick one to finish on story number 5, Sean. If you want a better deal on your home loan, ask for it because it could save you up to $2,000 in annual repayments without having to refinance your loan.
Analysis by Sherlock, a startup whose software helps mortgage brokers negotiate home loans, shows lenders are willing to slice an existing mortgage rate by 0.46 percentage points on average when a customer or their broker contacts the banks and negotiates on price, according to the Fin Review. For a borrower with a $450,000 mortgage, that's more than $2,000. $600,000 loan is about $2,760 a year. Repricing discussions on existing loans are becoming more popular as some customers find it harder to switch banks. The answer is to push your current lender.
Okay, that's it. The top five business stories in 5 minutes. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Michael.
It's Tuesday, the 16th of April, 2024. Remember to hit follow on the podcast. And if 5 minutes isn't enough, you can find our longer daily show called Fear and Greed wherever you listen to podcasts. And why not head along to fearandgreed.com.au and sign up for our weekly newsletter, which basically has the main stories you need to know about and why they matter. So head along to fearandgreed.com.au and pop your email address in. It is as easy as that. I'm Michael Thompson, and that was the Fast 5 Business News by Fear and Greed. Have a great day. Thank you.